The wounds from the attacks on Paris still raw in the West, where mourning is quickly being replaced by renewed fears and stepped-up security. Current and former intelligence officials warn this is the new reality.
We're just getting started. I think ISIS will be with us for some time, even if their headquarters of their caliphate is captured or destroyed.
Counter-terror officials believe in some ways Islamic State is using the attacks on Paris and on the Russian airliner in Egypt to show its resilience, as slowly but surely its forces are being beaten back in Iraq.
We've also seen some other things, like a reduction in the number of personnel sitting at checkpoints. So that gives us an indicator that maybe things aren't as good as they could be in ISIL land.
Still, Washington remains cautious, increasing security at home, although officials say for now there are no credible threats to the U.S. The fear is Islamic State's both opportunistic and strategic nature, says former counterintelligence operative Rubin Sheikh via Skype.
ISIS has had a plan to train people to send them back into their countries and, you know, stay in place and attack. So it's not a shift in strategy. It's just them doing exactly what they said that they would be doing.
A U.S. counterterrorism official tells VOA Islamic State has evolved, moving from a group focused on securing territory for its self-declared caliphate to one that's demonstrated an ability to strike far from home, seeking to cement its place as the world's preeminent jihadist organization. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.